the rest of the story. The F.E. Youngs, Newark, New Jersey, had left for their honeymoon in Los Angeles with stars in their eyes, had returned to Newark to find bills in the mailbox. Yet it's at such times that the romantic always store up their greatest treasures, mementos, worthless in the marketplace, but dear to the two for whom they mean so much. No man ever bought his wife a fur coat for an anniversary present, which meant half so much to her as the gimcrack from their honeymoon, which he could not afford but bought anyway. With Mrs. Young, it was an amber glass necklace. The shopkeeper on Figueroa Street had said it was a genuine imitation amber necklace. It was from his tray of junk jewelry. Anything in the lot, half price. Well, it was a pretty thing. Each bead was etched with an intricate little design. It would be a lasting memento of this happy while. The newlyweds returned to Newark, and now it's 12 years later. The necklace broke. Mrs. Young collected the beads, took them to a reputable local jeweler to be restrung. To her surprise, he seemed quite excited when he examined them. Would she like to sell them, he wanted to know. $1,000? But they were a sentimental memento of her honeymoon, she explained. She'd have to think about it. She took the beads home. That evening, she told Mr. Young what the jeweler had said, and they looked at the beads again carefully. They saw no reason that anyone should consider the little amber spheres so precious. But the next day, the Youngs went together to Cartier on Fifth Avenue. This time, the jeweler became so excited, he made a more fabulous offer, $3,500. But the beads are not for sale, they insisted. We might do better, the jeweler said. He wanted to be reasonable. What would Mrs. Young consider a fair offer? But the necklace, she explained, was a gift on their honeymoon. It was not for sale, not at any price. But, she said, she and her husband must know why every jeweler who saw them wanted them so. Well, the Cartier jeweler appeared incredulous. I'm sorry, he said. I thought you knew. And with this, he handed his jeweler's loupe, that little round magnifying glass, to Mr. Young. And Mr. Young adjusted the glass to his eye. And then he looked at the beads. And then he gasped in amazement. In numbed silence, he passed the magnifying lens to his wife, and she looked, and then they knew. And not only did they then realize why the necklace had brought such fabulous offers from all who had inspected it, but they knew, in whatever kinship lovers share, that they and this strange amber necklace had somehow been brought together by design in that little gift shop on Figueroa Street. For there, for $80, on their honeymoon, had passed into their trust a gift which had been exchanged by two other newlyweds in 1796 for the intricately etched design on each bead was really that date, 1796, plus four words undecipherable to the naked eye. But through the magnifying glass it was plain that there on each bead, in the necklace a dealer had called junk jewelry, on each bead was revealed the inscription from Napoleon to Josephine. And now you know the rest of the story.